Hello students, this is module number 1, chapter 8, the hack driver. Let's start the chapter. A young lawyer comes to a village to serve summons on Oliver Litkins. A friendly hack driver takes him round the village in search of Litkins. Does he find him? Who is Litkins? Now read and find out. Why is the lawyer sent to New Mullion? What does he first think about the place? Second question, who befriends him? Where does he take him? Next question, what does he say about Litkins? Let's start the chapter. I'll explain paragraph wise. After graduating with honors, I became a junior assistant clerk in a magnificent law firm. I was sent not to prepare legal briefs, but to serve summons like a cheap private detective. I had to go to dirty and shadowy corners of the city to seek out my victims. Some of the larger and more self-confident ones even beat me up. I hated this unpleasant work and the side of city life it revealed to me. I even considered fleeing to my hometown, where I could have been a real lawyer right away without going through this unpleasant training period. So I rejoiced one day when they sent me out 40 miles in the country to a town called New Mullion to serve summons on a man called Oliver Litkins. We needed this man as a witness in a law case, and he had ignored all our letters. So in this first and the small second paragraph, narrator is trying to say that after completing his graduation from graduation with honors, the narrator became a junior assistant clerk in a big law firm. Once he was given one assignment to complete it, what he had to do? He had to give one summon. Summon means call or official order from court to someone to attend court. In summon, when court is giving to someone, he or she has to attend. Now, writer is saying that when I was sent by this law firm so to serve a summon to someone, I was looking like and I was like a cheap private detective. I had to go, and I reached at last to the particular area. It was so dirty and shadowy corners. I did not expect this. I had some of the larger and more confident ones. There were earlier I had experience. I went earlier also to give summons to the different people. I found that some people did not treat me very well. Even some people beat me up also. So sometimes I decided that I must leave this job and I must go to my hometown, and at my hometown I should start my business. I should start my work of clerk or as a law firm. There I will be the expert person. Nonetheless, I decided to go to serve the summon for my law firm, and the name of the city was New Mullion. I wanted to find out there, and I wanted to give this message or this summon to a person named Oliver Litkins in a case we wanted him. Next paragraph. When I got to New Mullion, my eager expectations of a sweet and simply country village were severely disappointed. Its streets were rivers of mud, with rows of wooden shops, either painted a sore brown or bare of any paint at all. The only agreeable sight about the place was the delivery man at the station. He was about 40, red-faced, cheerful and thick about the middle. His working clothes were dirty and well-worn, and he had a friendly manner. You felt at once that he liked people. As soon as I reached to New Million, I found that I was expecting that the city or the countryside area would be very beautiful, but it was against my expectations. I found that the area was dirty, the rows of wooden shops were there. Only agreeable sight, only pleasant sight was there, that I found a man on the railway station. He was 40 something year of age, red faced, cheerful, and a little thick person. He was from his character very happy person. Happy person. I told him that I want a man named Oliver Lutkins. The man said that, Lutkins? I saw him around here about an hour ago. Hard fellow to catch though, always up to something or other. He's probably trying to start up a poker game in the back of Fritz's shop. I'll tell you boy, is there any hurry about locating Lutkins? So as soon as the narrator reached there, he found a man on the railway station and he asked him that he wanted to serve a summon to the man named Oliver Lutkins. The man said that, okay, I'll help you. So they started to decide him together. Now he said that he may be there at Fried's shop. Generally he goes there to play poker game, a kind of a card game. And mostly he is found there. Yes, I want to catch the afternoon train back to the city. I was very important and secret about it. I'll tell you what, I got a hack. I'll get it out and we can drive around together and find Lutkins. I know most of the places he hangs out. So the hack driver, the man to whom the narrator found, he was actually a hack driver. Now try to understand the meaning of hack driver. Hack driver, a horse drawn vehicle. So the hack driver said that to the narrator that I'll help you to find the man Oliver Lutkins out. He was so open and friendly that I glowed with the warmth of his affection. I knew, of course, that he wanted the business, but his kindness was real. I was glad the fare money would go to this good fellow. I managed to bargain down to $2 an hour, and then he brought from his house near by a sort of large black box on wheels. He remarked, "Well, young man, here is the carriage," and his wide smile made me into an old friend. These villagers are so ready to help a stranger. He had already made it at his own task to find Oliver Lutkins. So the narrator found the man, the hack driver, very friendly. And the narrator was thinking that these village men are so friendly. And the village men had already decided to help him. The narrator had to do that a little bargain with him, because the hack driver said that he will charge $2 for 1 hour. $2 for 1 hour. At last he was ready. Okay, narrator said that I'm ready to give you $2 for 1 hour. And he said that, okay, let's go to find out. He said, I don't want to interfere, young fellow, but my guess is that you want to collect some money from Lutkins. He never pays anybody a cent. He still owes me 50 cents on a poker game. I was fool enough to play with him. He's not really bad, but it's hard to make him part with his money. Now the hack driver is saying to the narrator I don't want to interfere in your matter, but I feel that you want him for money. Hack driver said that he never gives any money to anyone. Once he takes money, then he never returns. And he always plays poker game. Then the hack driver said that he's not really bad person, but it's very hard person to make him part with his money. If you give him some money, then he may not give you back. If you try to collect from him in those fancy clothes, he'll be suspicious and get away from you. If you want, I'll go into Fritz's shop and ask for him, and you can keep out of sight behind me. So the hack driver suggested one idea: wherever we are going, that you be in the hack, and because you dressing sense in such a way that you are looking like an officer. If you go there, so people may understand that you are finding. So he may run away. So the hack driver said that I'll go to ask to every shop. I loved him for this. By myself, I might never have found Lutkins. With the hack driver's knowing help, I was sure of getting my mane. I took him into my confidence and told him that I wanted to serve the summons on Lutkins, that the man had refused to be a witness when his information would have quickly settled our case. The driver listened earnestly. At the end, he hit me on the shoulder and laughed. Well, we'll give Brother Lutkins a little surprise. Let's start. So in this paragraph, a narrator says that, oh, I love the attitude of the hack driver. He was ready to help me in any case, and he was helping me in all the regards. Then narrator says that I want Oliver Lutkins because I want to serve a summon. Because we wanted him in that case, he is a witness. And if he becomes witness there, then we will have our law firm will have a good chance to win the case. The driver, hack driver, listening very earnestly, very seriously, very silently. At the end, okay, he said that, laughing, and okay, he said that, let's go. Then narrator says that, okay, let's start, driver. Most folks around now, now the hack driver is saying, most folks around here call me Bill or Magnuson. Hack driver is saying that my business is called William Magnuson Fancy Karting and Hacking. All right, Bill. Shall we proceed to Fritz? The narrator says that to Bill or to the hack driver. Shall we proceed now to Fritz shop? Hack driver said that, yes, let's go. Lutkins is just as likely to be there anywhere. Plays a lot of poker. He's good at deceiving people. Bill seemed to admire Lutkins' talent for dishonesty. I felt that if he had been a policeman, he would have caught Lutkins respectfully and jailed him with regret. The narrator was finding the hack driver very strange and sometimes very interesting character, because the hack driver was sometimes criticizing, sometimes appreciating. So the narrator said that if the hack driver had been a policeman, he would have caught the person and would have jailed him. Bill led me into Fritz. Narrator is saying that. Have you ever seen Oliver Lutkins around today? Friend of his looking for him, said Bill cheerily. At last, hack driver and narrator reached to the Fritz shop. They asked a question. Bill asked a question. The shopkeeper, Fritz, looked at me, hiding behind Bill. He hesitated and then admitted, yes, he was in here a little while ago. Guess he has gone over to Gustav's to get a shave. Now, as soon as the narrator and the driver, hack driver, reached to Fritz's shop, they did not find him. And the shopkeeper, Fritz, said that for a little while ago he left the place. He may have gone to Gustav's shop to shave or to get a shave. Well, if he comes in, tell him I'm looking for him. Withdraw to Gustav's barbershop. Again, Bill went in first. and I lingered at the door. He asked not only the Swede but two customers if they had seen Lutkins. The Swede had not. He said angrily, "I have not seen him and don't care to. But if you find him, you can just collect $35 he owes me." On the customers thought he had seen Lutkins walking down Main Street this side of the hotel. Now, the narrator and the hack driver, both of them reached to the barber shop, Gustav's barber shop. And the same situation happened again. Now, the narrator was sitting in the hack and the hack driver was in the shop. He asked the barber shop, the name of the person, the barber shopkeeper, Swede, and two other customers also, that had they seen Lutkins here? They said that no. The barber shopkeeper, Swede, said that very angrily, that he came here. But he left the place. I also wanted him, $35 to him. And he always putting off and giving me a number of lame excuses. So whenever you find him, please tell him that give my $35. As we climbed back into the hack, Bill concluded that since Lutkins had exhausted his credit at Gustav's, he had probably gone to Gray's for a shave. At Gray's barber shop, we missed Lutkins by only 5 minutes. He had just left, probably for the pool room. At the pool room, it appeared that he had just bought a pack of cigarettes and gone out. So we pursued him, just behind him, but never catching him, for an hour till it was past 1 o'clock. I was hungry, but I had so enjoyed Bill's rough country opinions about his neighbors that I scarcely cared whether I found Lutkins or not. Now, after moving for a long time since morning here and there, both of them got exhausted, especially the narrator. He was not in practice of such of long traveling for long distances and going here and there, because he was in a law firm and his job was only to sit for a long time at one particular place. Then at Gray's barber shop, again they missed Lutkins only by 5 minutes. And when they missed it, they came to know that the person may have gone to pool room. At the pool room, it appeared that he had just bought a pack of cigarettes and gone out. So they came to know that he left the pool room also. Meanwhile, both of them were so hungry. Now the writer was thinking, now I should think for food. Now again, the writer was thinking about the hack driver also. That hack driver is a very good person. So the hack driver suggested one idea. How about something to eat? I suggested, let's go to a restaurant and I will buy you lunch. Well, I ought to go home to the wife. I don't care much for these restaurants. Only 4 of them and they are all bad. Tell you what we'll do. We'll get the wife to pack a lunch for us. She won't charge you more than $0.50 and it would cost you more a greasy meal in a restaurant. And we'll go up to Wade's Hill and enjoy the view while we eat. At last, now, after when they left the Gustav's shop, now they were feeling hungry. So now the hack driver suggested one idea, that we should go to my home where my wife will prepare some food. I'll request that wife will prepare some food and we'll charge only $0.50. And that food is also very greasy. It means that very good enough food will be there for you to eat. After eating food, After eating food, then we will continue our journey to find Olivelle Atkins, and we will go up to Wade's Hill and enjoy the view while we eat there. Okay, students, module number 1 explanation is over. Thank you, students. We'll meet in module 2. Thank you.